Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Morning. You all right? How are you on this fine Monday morning? Oh, it's Monday. I hope you're fighting fit, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. I'm joined by Harry, little Harry, my producer. How are you this morning, sir?
Morning. Yeah, I'm good.
Good, good. It is Monday the 2nd of February in the year of our Lord, 2026. It has just turned 8 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time, and you are the glorious few. Chosen band. You're watching The Bo Show. Breakfast with Bo, formerly Breakfast with Bo, colloquially known as The Bo Show, or Bo's Breakfast Club, the BBC. So let's get straight into it, shall we? What is the world talking about? What is the world talking about this morning? The corporate legacy mainstream media, what have the cabal of editors decided, self-appointed arbiters of truth, what have they decided you need to find important or not this morning? Should we just jump straight into it? Oh, right, so, oh, it's wall-to-wall Epstein this morning. Wall-to-wall Epstein. I mean, as I said before, some days are it's going to be dominated by one story. That seems to be the case maybe half the time, do you think? Something like half the time. Today is particularly one of the most dominated by one story ever so far on The Bo Show. This is the fifth week. And it's Epstein. Because on Friday, the Justice Department, Friday afternoon, cynically, did a massive dump of documents. 3.5 million documents, mostly in PDF form. All connected to the Epstein saga. Now, apparently they had loads more like 6 million. The reason why they didn't just release all of them is they're saying that those ones, the ones they haven't released, are not relevant to anything. Let us be the judge of that. Don't trust you, DOJ. Can't trust you. So, anyway, still 3.5 million documents. Sort of a very deliberate thing done on Friday afternoon. It's good that the news cycle has kept it going till today. Because quite often that's a classic thing. Try and dump something on Friday afternoon so that it gets in the weekend papers. But your average normie who watches shows like this or gets a paper on Monday morning and is pretty much out of the loop all weekend, hopefully it'll be buried and they won't see it. It's a last-ditch sort of tactic, isn't it? And also a tactic, very deliberate tactic, that defence lawyers and prosecution lawyers do is try and swamp the playing field, pardon me, as it were, with so much information, so many documents, that it's you drown in it. Again, very, very deliberate. But there you go. We have been moaning that they've been doing it in drips and drabs. So finally, they've done it. And there was loads in there, even though it was heavily redacted. Some people complaining about how redacted it was. Most people saying it's way too redacted. Right, blanking things out. And others saying, oh no, you've left the names of victims in there, you didn't redact enough. The idea is that they're supposed to, by law, redact stuff that relates to victims, like their names, if they're not already out there anyway. If it's part of an ongoing trial, or if it's part of national security, like it actually jeopardise the US's national security, then they can redact it. But immediately you see that they're redacting stuff that doesn't fall into those categories. So yeah, some saying way too much is redacted, I would say that, and others saying, oh, bits and bobs, particularly about victims, and that's fair enough, isn't it? You didn't redact enough. And then there was all sorts of furore around the DOJ pulling documents down after they'd put them up, and then putting them up again, and then some people's names were redacted in one document, but then the same person not in another. Anyway, should we get into it? So, Epstein. The newspapers, starting with the British newspapers, they say Mandelson under fire and bring justice for Epstein victims. So the British papers, sort of imagine, focus mostly on Peter Mandelson and Prince Andrew. The artist formerly known as Prince Andrew. It's now Andrew Mountbatten Windsor, isn't he? Because he's not a prince anymore. He's not HRH anymore. You can kind of expect that the mainstream media, they're sensationalists, aren't they? They want to sell papers and get clicks. So they focus more on the biggest names in it. So Trump, Elon, Bill Gates, Prince Andrew. But there's loads more in these documents. Loads more than just that. In fact, that's a point I'm going to make in a moment. That I think it's sort of all a bit window dressing for the more salient point, the most important thing, about who really Epstein was and what he was doing for whom, to what end. Anyway, let's get into some headlines first before we get into that. All right, The Guardian. Really? The Guardian. Right, they go with Mandelson under fire as files appear to show Epstein sent him $75,000. And this was while he was in government, in the Brown government, as what business secretary. Really not meant to do that, not allowed that, even from anyone, let alone someone as disgraced as Epstein. Yeah, really bad. I mean, I saw some reporting, some documents where it was emails, alleged emails. We'll have to say, like, it's been reported that and alleged that quite a lot, I'm afraid. I don't want to get sued. Or it's alleged in the emails. Right, for example, what I'm talking about there, for example, there's a guy called Robin Leach. Most Brits, most people other than people in the US, don't really know much about Robin Leach, but in the US, he was a big TV personality for years. Right, if you're American, you will have, when you're old enough, you'll certainly know of and have heard Robin Leach. Right, he's even referenced in a Biggie song. It's part of popular culture. A very, very famous person. Dead now, he died of natural causes in like 2018 or something. There's one email, or there's documents in the Epstein dump, which say at some party, some crazy sex party, he strangled a girl to death. Right, so, but Robin Leach himself was never brought up on any criminal charges for that. And so you have to say it's alleged. You sort of have to, because his family or his estate might sue you for defamation or something if you don't say that. So it is alleged. It is in there. It is. I've got to be a little bit careful. I can't just say something that's said in these documents is definitely true. We can't say that at this point. There's not been sort of a criminal investigation and then a full trial, and a court has made a decision. So. There you go. Once or twice I've been accused of being like slippery or being a snake for using language like that. It's unless you've got to, though. It's just being prudent. All right. Anyway, moving on. So I saw some documents that it was alleged that Epstein was sending Mandelson's husband. Mandelson's got a husband called Ronaldo, I think. And Epstein was sending him loads of money all the time. The thing I saw was that Epstein's accountant sent an email to Epstein saying, do you remember you told me to send Ronaldo, Mandy's husband, $2,000? Just confirm for me, is that on top of the $13,000 we already sent him? And do you want those payments to start from April or May? Then Epstein replies back going, no, just send him $4,000. Right, now it's being reported. I saw that on like Saturday somewhere on somewhere or other. And now they're saying there was at least three payments of $25,000 a piece, something like that, totaling $75,000. Not sure if that's to Mandelson himself or to Ronaldo. But either way, it seems, doesn't it, that Epstein was giving Mandy loads of money. For what? Right, that's the question. For what? Why? How does that make any sense? Well, there you go. And news that broke on Sunday, was it Sunday? I think Sunday night. Yeah, it was on Sunday night, and it's too late for many of the papers to report it. Or what I think one does. That Mandy himself has even renounced his Labour Party membership. He's already disgraced, right? He's already thrown out of his office. But still a member of the party. Well, he's now renounced even that because he's staring down the barrel of the full Prince Andrew treatment, full-blown pariah treatment. Good, good. I've always despised Mandy. Long before I knew he had anything to do with Epstein, hated Mandy. He's a gross individual. He's like the Labour version of Michael Gove or something. Horrid, horrid individual. All right. Starmer backs talks over pact with EU on defence. Great. Financial Times. Currency goal. Xi seeks global reserve status. That'll put the cat amongst the pigeons if that ever happened. For those who might not know, there's the global reserve of currency is the usually the dollar. I won't get too into it. This isn't an economic show. But most countries will keep a whole massive reserve of dollars, right? And so it's known as a sort of the global reserve currency is the US dollar. It used to be the pound before World War II. And then after World War II, like Bretton Woods, they realised, oh, right, yeah, the British Empire and the pound isn't all that. And it's the dollar and the United States that are going to be the future. That, you know, say you're Indonesia and you want to do business to the tune of millions and millions or billions with Cambodia, you'll probably do that in dollars. It just makes sense to, right? Or even bigger countries, right? India wants to do billions worth of trade with Singapore or something. Probably do it in dollars. Just see, everyone knows what the dollar's worth and it's unlikely to collapse any day soon. Right? So loads of stuff is done in dollars, the reserve currency, where China wants to make it the yuan, where possible. That really would be damaging America's status as hegemon of the world, wouldn't it? Really would be. I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon. It might happen in the future. Who knows what the future holds? I don't think that will happen anytime soon, but it could happen. It's not completely insane to think that could happen at some point. Okay. JP Morgan could, quote, threaten UK over bankers tax, Mandelson told Epstein. This is a story back when Mandy was in government, the business secretary. The British government was looking to bring in laws sort of restricting bonuses and things for tax for big banks, putting more rates on big banks and stuff like that. And he's talking to Epstein saying, get your JP Morgan mates to put pressure on our government. I mean, Mandy. Emails reveal ties to sex offender. Yeah, we already know they were best friends. Weirdly, best friends. Like, properly, thousands of emails between each other, sending cards to each other, congratulating each other on birthdays and stuff all the time. Ex-power broker defends comments. Labour Party urged to act. Well, he's already renounced his membership, so there's not much more they can do, I don't think, at this point. Maybe scratch his name out from... I don't know, anyway. A scientist's fear surge of poorly written, quote, slop, puts AI sector's credibility at risk. Even the Financial Times talking about slop now. Okay, back to Epstein. It's the main thing. There's a picture of Mandy in his pants. Lovely. Don't actually want to see that, really. Mandelson faces order for Epstein evidence. Yeah, the actual Oversight Committee, Congress wants to speak to Mandy. They want him to come and give evidence, testimony about what he knows or doesn't know. In fact, let's get rid of that image because I don't really want to see Peter Mandelson in pants. Could have at least wore boxer shorts. It's actual pants. Ugh. Who wears pants? Let's do a poll. Do you wear pants or boxer shorts? No, let's don't do that. I'm a boxer shorts man myself. Pants. We did do a poll, incidentally, just to let you know about Epstein. So if you're in the chat, get on that. Get involved. So, yeah, the story is that this bit is that the Congress are saying they want to speak to Epstein. Now, they can't compel him by law to go there because he's a Brit. But, you know, it looks dodgy if you refuse to go. There was one time George Galloway was asked to go and give evidence about his connection to oil, maybe getting money from Saddam Hussein, the oil for food programme. And I hate George Galloway. I hate him. I hate him. But that was brilliant. He went there. He did turn up. And he stumped them a new... Yeah, he absolutely annihilated them. And that was great. That's one of the all-time great clips of when the Senate... I think it was a Senate one. It must have been. And the Senate were trying to put pressure on him, saying, did you do this? Have you had that? And he was just completely unapologetic. He didn't... I'm pretty sure he didn't have anything to do with that. I'm pretty sure he didn't take money from Saddam Hussein. But anyway... They want to speak to old Mandy on the hill about what he knows. The Metro. The Metro. Explosive files reveal more secrets. Embarrassment of riches for old pals of Epstein. Yeah, there's loads. There's loads in there. Billionaire sent Mandelson $75,000. Grateful Fergie told him, marry me. Shamed Andrew is urged to testify. So, yeah, the Yorks, as were, Andrew and Fergie. Fergie was really close friends with, it seems, with Epstein as well. She emailed back and forth with him loads. And there's one email, and I'm going to paraphrase here, but she was basically saying stuff. She said something like, you're the brother I never had. You're the brother I wish I had always had, or something. Like, that's a, like, such a weird, like, close, intimate sort of thing to say. Like, how are you that close to someone? It's weird. And she said something like, the other day, these are emails from years ago, right? From 2010s or something, rather. She said, the other day, when you gave me a compliment in public in front of our daughters, that was amazing. That was one of the best moments of my life, or something, rather, she said. That was one of the greatest compliments I've ever received in my entire life. Weird, isn't it? And then when he would set her up with, like, business connections, she wanted to get the Fergie brand going. She did a lot of it through Epstein. She's, like, so unbelievably, grovelingly, bootlickingly grateful to him. Thank you, Mr. Epstein. Thank you. You're so great. You're so great. Loads and loads and loads of times. It's like weird. Anyway, Andrew, there's more suggestions. Well, there was one email where, for example, Epstein goes to him, I've got this great 26-year-old Russian woman. You want to have dinner with her? And Andrew's like, yeah, of course, sure. And that was way after Epstein's conviction for child sex crime. In fact, that was after Andrew said in his quote-unquote car crash interview he'd cut all ties with Epstein. Showing once again that things he said in that interview must be untrue. And then this picture came out. Bring that up, Harry. This picture there, you can see there's Andrew there. Andrew Mountbatten Windsor. The king's brother, the queen's son. Kneeling over a woman. Now, there is someone in the background there with their feet up on the table, and it looks like quite a relaxed sort of thing. I don't think this is evidence of, like, he's in the midst of a sex crime or anything, or that that's a dead body or anything. I don't think that. It looks like some silly little parlour game or God knows what it was. But it's just weird, isn't it? It's just odd. Like, well, it's still weird. All right, there's loads about Trump in it. Like, Trump's mentioned, like, over 3,000 times. There's some allegations in there, full sexual assaults by Trump. Got to say they're allegations because they're unproven. Of course, Trump says it's all untrue. There's one particular account where some 14-year-old is supposed to have done acts on the president and accidentally bitten him in some way. And then when she laughed or joked about it, got punched in the head. Parties where Trump's sort of auctioning off girls. Like, this is way back in the 90s, I think. Trump throws a big party at Mar-a-Lago. Epstein brings loads of girls, little girls, children. Or young women, at least. And Trump's, like, auctioning them off to people. I mean, not quite literally, like slaves or anything. But still, auctioning them off. What does that really mean? I mean, it's all a bit... It's alleged. There you go, Bill Gates. Bill Gates was mentioned loads in it. Really embarrassing for Bill Gates, if the allegations are true. There's this one email where he's saying, well, okay, Epstein sent himself a draft email, which is weird and suspicious, because it's sort of like, it suggests, doesn't it, that it's to do with blackmail. It's like, I've written out everything, like a slam dunk case against you, Bill Gates. And if you don't keep playing ball, if you don't do as you're told one way or another, I'll send this email and then that'll be a matter of record. It'll be like on servers and things. If anyone, like the FBI or whoever, ever searches into our emails, it'll be there. It's weird that he drafted this email and sent it to himself. But anyway, in that, he says that he's having a go at Bill Gates for trying to terminate their friendship. And saying all stuff like, you remember that time, Bill Gates, you were like almost in tears with me, asking me to delete emails. Do you remember that? And like the time I set you up with a Russian girl and you got an STD. And then you asked me, Epstein, for antibiotics to cure the STD. So and so that you, Bill Gates, can give your own wife, slip her surreptitiously, without her knowing, antibiotics. Because Bill Gates is probably going to give his wife the STD and doesn't want her to find out about that, all that. So he's going to, like, slip her a Mickey Finn. He's going to, like, without her knowledge, give her antibiotics. Bill Gates has come out and said, all that is complete lies, complete nonsense. There's nothing to that. That's not true. So there you go. It just goes on and on and on. Of course, there's tons about the Clintons, right? Bill Clinton. Epstein went to Clinton's White House like 17 times. Epstein took Bill Clinton on an African tour on his private jet, Epstein's private jet. Bill Clinton went to Little St. James, Epstein's Island, loads and loads and loads of times, tons of times. They're like weirdly super close. And if you remember, just like what, 2 weeks ago, Bill and Hillary were supposed to give evidence in a congressional committee. And refused to. They were subpoenaed to go and refused to. They just didn't turn up. And they can be done for, like, contempt or something or other, can't they? They can be done for... that's a crime. You're not allowed to just not turn up if you're American, you know. It just goes on and on. Bring justice for Epstein victims, Andrew and Mandelson told, says the iPaper. Former Prince and Labour peer... are urged to testify to US Congress after Epstein revelations. PM under pressure to remove Mandelson's peerage and kick him out of the Labour Party. Well, he's not in the Labour Party anymore, but he will still have a peerage. He still is the Lord Mandelson. That'd be nice if he got stripped of that. That would be nice. Andrew may face legal action over claims Epstein victim was trafficked to the UK. Yeah, there's a question of whether the police, probably the Met police, but just the UK police, will actually investigate Andrew over actual crimes. Before now, they've always said, no, we're not going to do that, which is weird. They're like, no, if there's any crimes, let Interpol do it. Let, like, the international police do it. We're not even going to look at it properly. Really? Well, now they're being urged to look into it now. No statement from Palace after photos show former prince kneeling over young woman. It's not a crime to kneel over a young woman, is it? But it is weird. Can the palace make a statement about that? What was that? If it was completely innocent, just tell us what it was then. Cabinet minister urges Mandelson and Andrew to give evidence and, quote, bring justice. Starmer facing fresh criticisms over decision to appoint Labour peer as US ambassador. Yeah. Because remember, when Starmer got in, like a year ago, or a bit over a year ago now, isn't it? Like 18 months odd. He immediately picked a new ambassador to the US. One of the highest diplomats, like the most prestigious diplomatic thing you can be in the Foreign Office. And against advice, he picked Peter Mandelson. Peter Mandelson was in the Oval Office only like, what, 6 months ago, 9 months ago? When Trump got in and signed a load of things, he's like Peter Mandelson standing there next to him, behind him. Why did Starmer... Let's get through a quick few more headlines before I give my thoughts and feelings about the Epstein thing in general. second woman's sex claim. So it's not just Virginia Guthrie, it's another woman, a whole other woman. Epstein flew me to Andrew at Royal Lodge. Victim trafficked by US pedo, quote, spent night, then had tea and tour of palace. It's apparently one woman, Epstein flew her to, I don't know if it was Buckingham Palace or it was one of the other royal palaces. Flew her to Andrew in Britain. They did a whatever. And then afterwards, he gives her a tour of the palace. Allegedly. The Daily Mail. Andrew and new Epstein legal threat. Okay, yeah. All the same stuff. The Times, the Venerable Times. New Epstein victim. I was sent for sex with Andrew. Yeah. Met urged to investigate latest claims against Royal. Okay, the Daily Express. See, it's wall-to-wall Epstein. PM, oh, this is a different story. Just as I say that, it's a different story. PM wants to, quote, rewind freedom Brexit gave us. Yeah, and the little blurb says, the Prime Minister, quote, suggested voters were tricked into leaving the EU, writes the Daily Express in its lead story. It says Sir Keir is coming, quote, under fire for trying to rewind Brexit, quoting Reform UK leader Nigel Farage, who says the Prime Minister is, quote, determined to drag us back under the heels of Brussels. Yeah, I suspect Nigel's right on the money there. Mm. Yeah, they want to, there's a later story we might see later where he wants to have closer ties, give more money to a fund that is like for a European defence force, European army, however you want to sort of phrase it, think about it. Yeah, the Labour, the lefties have always despised the very concept of Brexit, the idea that Parliament itself should be sovereign, despised that, and would like to rewind it if they could, of course, to undo it at every possible level. I mean, it was never really done properly in the first place, was it? Even Boris's deal that he got was not properly Brexit, was it? We're still tied to them in loads and loads and loads of different ways, least of all the ECHR. Okay. I say all lefties want you. There is such thing as a super hard line lefty who doesn't like it. Like Corbyn actually wasn't over the moon with Remain, or just wasn't over the moon with the entire European project. Right? Somebody like there's been a number of them who are like full blown socialists really, where they don't like the European project. But most of like the centrists and lefty centrists, left of centre people have always hated it. The Sun goes with something different. That Lewis Hamilton is dating Kim Kardashian. I wonder who's giving who venereal disease out of that one. That made Harry chuckle. Apparently, it's complete slop, so I'll only spend a moment on it. But apparently Kim Kardashian met for a hotel romp with Sir Lewis. Important stuff. The star goes with sumo. Sumo mania. There's been an eightfold increase in courses where you can learn sumo in Britain over the last year or something. Important stuff. Okay, so just before we go on to the poll and the other stories about the Epstein thing, the thing I find interesting is that the legacy corporate mainstream media, what they concentrate on in this Epstein stuff. So the British media, as we've seen there, is concentrating almost exclusively on Mandelson and Andrew. All right. The US media are concentrating loads on more like Elon and Bill Gates. Elon asked, apparently, allegedly, asked to go to the island. He's emailing Epstein's people saying stuff like, whenever yours most like wicked badass party at Little St. James, whenever that is, I'm going to be in the British Virgin Islands at this time, whenever it was, years back. Let me know when your most crazy party's going down. I'll be there. Apparently it never happened. He never went. Like Epstein's people just said, like, were like a bit lukewarm about it. And anyway, apparently it didn't happen. But anyway, there's an email that allegedly shows that Elon himself was asking to go, which is, again, Elon, I think, just denies it all because he's always said that Epstein was asking him to get involved in stuff. And Elon was always like, no, I'm not interested in that. Well, these emails allegedly show that it was the other way around, but whatever. I think it's fair to say that one way or another, Elon was involved very, very tangentially or minimally with it. But still, there you go. I mean, when you move in these circles. Anyway, the corporate mainstream media concentrate on the scandal of it. They concentrate on, like, the big names and what they may or may not have done. And there's not really much reporting, hardly any reporting, on sort of the most salient thing about it all. Which is, what really was Epstein doing? What really was going on? Really? Right? Because he, it seems, doesn't it, that it's more than just, he's just a really rich guy who's a pervert. And likes to share his perversions with other really rich and powerful people. It's more than that. I've seen one or two takes on Twitter, people still saying that. I think that's terribly, terribly naive. I don't buy that. I cannot buy that anymore. Well, there's evidence to the contrary that it's more than that. That he's not just simply a rich dude that's into dodgy sex stuff. It's more than that. Whether he was part of the intelligence services, okay? Whether it was, the only question for me really now is whether it was the US intelligence services and the Israeli intelligence services. Whether it's one or the other or both, that's the only real question remaining for me. Right? There's a thing called, people have said there's like the fingerprints of intelligence. Right? Because usually it's quite difficult to show beyond all question, beyond all doubt, whether someone was a member of the intelligence services. Because the intelligence services will never ever tell you one way or the other. But yet, you can see that someone's got the fingerprints of intelligence all over them. Right? And that is what, I mean, you look at the Leslie Wexner connection. Leslie Wexner, look into him, find out about him, his connections to everything. That he just gave that giant mansion to Epstein for essentially nothing. Super, super weird. Sorry, one moment. Guys, can you keep it down a bit? Sorry. It's the first time I've had to do that on the show. There's some people outside the studio being too loud to put me off. All right. The Leslie Wexler connection. And, okay, so Ehud Barak. If you've ever heard of Ehud Barak. Ehud Barak was the Prime Minister of Israel between 1999 and 2001. But he's much, much more than that, Ehud Barak. Much, much, much more than that. Okay, as a younger man, Ehud Barak was in the Israeli army. He was actually a paratrooper to begin with, special forces. Did some sort of special forces stuff. Very brave as a young man, won't deny that. Highly decorated. I think I've heard him described as the most highly decorated Israeli soldier of all time. One time he stormed an aeroplane. There had been a hijacked aeroplane. And he was one of the guys that actually stormed onto it. Okay. Later in another war, they had a dearth of tank commanders. So he became a tank commander in a war. After that, he became the head of all Israeli special forces. Then he became the head of all Israeli intelligence. Then he was the head of all Israeli military, like the equivalent of the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And then he was the Prime Minister. And then after that, he was the Defence Secretary for years and years. He's still alive today. I think he's like 83, still alive today. Ehud Barak. Unbelievably plugged in. Unbelievably plugged in. Ex-head of all Israeli intelligence and military. And the Prime Minister. Hundreds of emails. There's hundreds of emails between him and Epstein. Hundreds. He visited Epstein's New York mansion many, many, many times. He went to Little St. James, the island, like as late as 2014 or 2016 or something. There's all sorts of emails between them. Saying, oh, I'm going to come to the island. I'm not going to bring any of my security guys. So it's just us on the island. There's one point where Jeffrey Epstein says to him, I'm about to go and do some business with some Qatari businessman. And obviously the Qatari businessman had some sort of suspicion or fear that he was dealing with a Mossad agent or a Shin Bet agent or something in Epstein. And so Epstein's asking Ehud Barak to confirm to this Qatari businessman that he, Epstein, is in fact not in Mossad. Ehud Barak. Not many people have just got a close relationship to the tune of hundreds and hundreds of emails back and forth with Ehud Barak, one of the most plugged in people to Israeli intelligence you could possibly get. So the idea that he's just a rich guy, he's just a rich guy with perversions, it's just not, that's not what's going on here. There's much, much, much more to it. The fingerprints of intelligence all over everything he was doing and did, and how you could possibly get the connections, and it's just, there's so much there. There's a mountain, really, a mountain of evidence, circumstantial, one way or other. Well, not just circumstantial. We got the receipts now, many, many receipts. Someone like Ben Shapiro, when there was the first dump, saying, that's it, nothing more to see here now. If you've got any more evidence that it was anything other than just a rich pervert, it's on you to prove it now. Well, there is more evidence now, isn't there? When Pam Bondi was asked about this not too long ago, a few months ago, when there was that first tranche of evidence that was released, remember that, a few months ago, last year? They hoped they put, Trump hoped the whole thing would be put to bed at that point. Remember? They came out with a whole bunch of redacted nothing burgers. And then the very next day when Trump's asked about it, it's like, you still talking about this guy? You still talking about this guy? Yeah, we're still talking about it. Yeah. Yeah. Because you haven't really told us anything that's going on. At that point, there was a press conference and Trump does that whole thing. You still talking about this scumbag? Someone asked Pam Bondi, was Epstein part of the intelligence services? Whether US or Israeli. And she says, even then, only a few months ago, we still don't know about that. We're still looking into it. We'll have to get back to you. It's not good enough. It's not good enough. And we know, unless you're terribly naive, living under a rock, sweet summer child, then we know the case. It was one or the other. That's the only question for me, whether it's both. And that's often the way I think, like, it's not like Epstein. I don't think Epstein was like a full-blown intelligence agent, an intelligence officer. Like, he was in the pay of Mossad or the CIA. He was trained by the CIA or Mossad. I don't think so. Probably not that. It's not necessarily how it works. You just get someone who's extremely rich and powerful and well-placed. And you just work with them. Right? They just come to you. Someone super high up, like Ehud Barak, comes to you and says, do this or that for us. Someone super high up in the CIA just comes to you and says, we're interested in this or that, what this or that person says or does, or where they go, etc., etc. And you give them information. And all this is sort of window, like Mandelson. How many thousands of pounds did Epstein give Mandelson's husband? Did like, it's not really the most important thing about all of this, is it? It's not the most salient thing. Like, did Bono go to the island or not? You know, is there a picture of Andrew kneeling over a clothed woman? That's not the most important thing. Did Bill, salacious as it is, scandalous and interesting as it is, did Bill Gates ask Epstein for antibiotics for an STD? It's misdirection, isn't it? It's like, look over here, look over here. Look at the scandalous thing over here, but don't look at the most important thing, which is really, who is Epstein? If these people are pawns on a board, Virginia Guffrey, who claims that Ehud Barak sexually assaulted her personally, by the way. Someone like Virginia Guffrey is just a pawn on that table, right? All the poor victims, all these poor girls, these 14-year-old girls doing massages or whatever. They're just pawns on the board. Right? And then you've got more important pawns like Bill Gates or Prince Andrew or Epstein himself is like an important piece on that board. Really important piece. I want to know who's the hand moving those pieces around. And what's going on in their mind? Why are they making that move? Why are they moving Epstein there so that it will manipulate other smaller pawns, other smaller pieces around the board? Who's the hand that's doing that? Almost probably the intelligence services, probably, isn't it? Almost certainly. And that's the thing they don't want to talk about, isn't it? That's the thing where all the media is not really talking about that. They'll just, here's a picture of Mandelson in his pants. Focus on that. No, I don't think I will, actually. No, I don't think I will. No, I think I want to ask the most salient questions. who exactly was Epstein's handlers? What exactly was he doing? For whom? To what end? I think I'll stay focused on that, actually. Yeah. We'll stay focused on that. Thank you. Thank you, though. Thank you for trying to do misdirection. All right, so we did a poll. And we said, do you think Epstein was an intelligence asset? 83% of you say yes. Once again, crushing defeat for Epstein. Crushing victory for Bodade on the Bow Show, being in more or less perfect harmony with the glorious band, The Chosen Few. 6% of you say no, and 11% of you say not sure. Actually, saying not sure is actually still fair enough, because it's not 100% proven. 100% proven. Well, there you go. Only 6%, 6% of you say no. Really? Really? Fair enough. Fair enough, though. You're allowed your opinion. Just look into the Leslie Wexner bit. Look all into that. Come back and tell me Epstein's not got the fingerprints of intelligence all over him. Just that. Okay, let's look at the main websites. Okay, it'll be all mainly the same thing, so I'll whip through them real quick. Lord Mandelson, first Baron Mandelson. There you go. Looking really sad. Really regrets his relationship. Really, really regrets it. Do you? Why were you then? What do you mean? I always find that weird when someone does loads and loads of stuff over many, many years, and then says sorry. I don't accept your apology. I don't believe you, and even if you were genuinely contrite, I don't accept it. Sarah Ferguson. Fergie. Oh, the Grammys happened. Really couldn't care less. Bad Bunny. Never heard of Bad Bunny. Not that I've particularly got my finger on the pulse of, like, music. Bad Bunny. Really? Really? Not interested. All right. Yeah, there you go. Disgrace. Very somber-looking Lord Mandelson there. Really regrets sending thousands of emails and being really, really, really good friends with Epstein for years and years on end and taking loads of money from him and visiting him all the time. Giving him advice how to recover his reputation after his sex convictions. He's sorry about that. Regrets it. What? That doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. Complete nonsense. All right, there we go. The Sky News. Mandy in his pants again. Let's just move on, shall we? Let's see if we've got anything different today, really, in the news. All right, the Daily Mail goes with House drivers on £48,000 will be hardest hit by the Chancellor's stealth tax raid. So just more taxes. Tax on drivers. People that make an okay wage or save. Why do they have to say it like that? They've decided that's the word they're going to use, drivers. Yeah, the socialists want to tax people into oblivion. That's what they do. That's all they got. That's her only play. She's not an economist. She is a sort of a cuckoo in the nest, like a weirdo pick, Rachel Reeves. She's really not the type of person that should be Chancellor of the Exchequer. Not even close, right? Not even close. You know, when you look at people like David Lammy, who used to be at the head of the Foreign Office, not the right person. You're supposed to sort of exude gravitas. You're supposed to have a lifetime behind you of diplomacy or a lifetime behind you of being an economist to be the Chancellor. These are the wrong people. They're the wrong people. Another thing about Andrew there. All right, let's move on. The Express. More Andrew stuff. Here's a story. Countryside to be made less white. Quote, less white. after report finds pubs make, quote, Muslims feel unwelcome, quote. Yeah, this is an actual government report saying that we should very deliberately, proactively make rural areas less white. By design, move minorities into the majority white rural areas. Could you get more evil, really? This whole story that comes up from time to time, I really do think is truly, truly, truly evil. It's like the Runnymede Trust type stuff. Where it's like they want not just a multicultural, but a multi-ethnic Britain everywhere, as quickly as possible, everywhere. Like if there's enclaves of whiteness, then we've got to get minorities in there. How is that? Pubs make Muslims feel unwelcome. Well, they don't have to go to the pub, do they? In fact, they could go back to a majority Muslim country, couldn't they, if they feel unwelcome? Why is it our job to make them feel welcome at every possible turn? We've got to be made to for them to be made to be felt welcome at the expense of like closing down all pubs or something. At the expense of tiny little villages and hamlets. You're too white. You're not allowed to be that white. What madness? What madness is this? Apparently Rose West carried out a sex attack on a young inmate after grooming her for weeks. Yeah, Rose West. Harry, do you know much about Fred and Rose West? Have you ever heard about that? Is that soon before your time?
I don't.
Oh, okay. Just really, really terrible serial killers. Rose West. Anyway, I haven't got time to go into that here. Anyway, another time. Oh, look, the Sun leads with Sir Lewis and Kim. Rose West, pure slop. Look at this. Music's Big Night. Sabrina Carpenter, don't know who that is and don't care. And Olivia Dean, don't know who that is and don't care. Bring Hollywood Glam back to Grammy's red carpet as Addison Rae, don't know who that is and don't care, has Marilyn Monroe moment. Could not care less. Let's move on. The New York Slimes. Move fast, but obey the rules. China's vision for dominating AI. Yeah, both America, the UK and China all have said openly they want to dominate the AI market. Don't know why. Large language models that are often wrong still. Really? I know there's more to it than that. I'm being trite. Trump says Kennedy Center will close for 2 years reconstruction project. Yeah, the Kennedy Center there, the sort of big memorial, basically. Trump's going to try and renovate it. Okay, that's big news, apparently. The Washington Post. Trump plans to close Kennedy Center for renovations. Sky News Australia. Oh, yeah. Go for your life, mate. How good. Coalition talks underway as Nationals demand shadow minister reinstatements. The Nationals have called a party room meeting in a bid to reunite with the Liberal Party as leader David Littleproud continues to demand shadow ministers be reinstated. So they want to try and rekindle that coalition. Fiery scenes as nurses accused of threatening Israeli patients face court. Yeah, and their supporters outside court just bat away anyone trying to ask them questions. You know, because it's the religion of peace, isn't it? Why wouldn't you just be extremely, extremely rude and or even ever so slightly physical and violent with reporters trying to ask reasonable questions? Why wouldn't you? Japan's funny. Japan's got nothing about the Epstein stuff. Absolutely nothing. Love it. K-pop demon hunters, they're talking about. K-pop demon hunters, sumo and baseball. Good old Japanese. Don't give a fig. Love it. China. China also isn't very interested in Epstein. Why would they be? Xi urges breakthrough in development of industries of the future. China's spring festival travel surge starts with record trips expected. China's wetland areas ranked first in Asia, fourth globally. Foreign firms boost AI-powered investment strategies for China. Nuclear energy sector provides safe, clean power for China's green development. There you go. Classic day for Chinese news. Just we're doing everything best. We're the best. We're the best around. Love it. All right, the Ruski is what the Ruski is saying today. Russia is not interested in global conflict, says Medvedev. Fair enough. Maybe, maybe not. I mean, not interested in actual sort of hard power all around the world, but interested in sticking their oar in like various global conflicts. Well, yeah, so. Russian companies to talk in talks to build small hydroelectric power plants in Afghanistan. Good luck with that. We tried that. The Brits tried that in Helmand once or twice. Try and build a power station for them. It's done by Kafir and they blow it up. Quite often they don't accept any help from non-believers. There was one time the Brits and like the Royal Logistics, the Royal Engineers, tried to help build a power station somewhere or a mini power plant somewhere or other in Afghanistan. Spent millions and millions and millions of pounds on it and loads of time and energy. Got it all in place. A few weeks after it was running, they blew it up themselves deliberately because it was ungodly or something. It was built by, invading forces. It was built by Kafir non-believers. So we'll do without it, we'll blow it up. So good luck with that. Starmer speaks in favour of UK joining EU Defence Fund. There you go. Wants closer ties, including military ties with Europe. Exactly what the majority of Britons don't want. Always acting not in our interests. Always failing to do what the majority of people in this country would like to see. Always. Russia and Afghanistan to increase number of direct flights. Good for you. Germany, not much in Germany. It's a typical day for Build. A car crash. They're always talking about car crashes in Build, aren't they? Always. Always. Some sort of hammer attack. Organised crime type thing. Look, they go over the little Andrew story there. They've noticed the Andrew story. Something about that fire again, that terrible fire in, it was in Switzerland, wasn't it? More car crash stuff. Alright, let's move on. Oh, there's blue dogs in Chernobyl. Chernobyl's turned the dogs blue. Says Build. That's not nonsense, I have seen that, that's interesting. Like, only sort of a blue tinge. But yeah, very, very interested in Chernobyl. Le Monde. The French are talking about Sudan today for some reason. This is a quote. They shoot, arrest, extort. It's constant terror, quote. In Sudan, the RSF state, as told by those who fled it. And the little blurb says, as the threat of Sudan being partitioned looms, the paramilitary rapid support forces, the RSF, claims it could govern Darfur. Those who have managed to escape describe a reign of tyranny and arbitrary rule. Yeah, I wouldn't want to touch it with a barge pole. I don't accept any people from Darfur or Sudan or Eritrea or anything into our country. Oh, some of the 21-7 bombers, failed bombers, were from Eritrea. That whole part of East Africa. Sudan, humanitarian crisis from Darfur war spills over into Chad. All right, let's just move on. Was there space or science things? They found an exoplanet. There you go, it says, as humans return to the moon, scientists confront the dangers of deep space radiation. So some people say space is all fake. That you can't even go up into low Earth orbit because you just die of radiation. They've done loads of research. That's one of the biggest things they've done research on over the years with Skylab, Mir, the International Space Station, is researching radiation. But there was a story, they found a planet, Earth-sized planet spotted with year-long orbit, an exoplanet that's got a very similar length of orbit. Interesting. All right, let's have a look at specifically space. There was one or two stories there I thought was interesting. That's a cool picture, isn't it? Just a particular mission lands down in Australia. It's just cool. You can see where it's burnt from re-entry. What was it? Oh, yeah. SpaceX wants to launch a whole bunch of new missions where there's even more satellites up there for sort of an even more comprehensive coverage. SpaceX files plans for million satellite orbital data center constellation. Yeah, SpaceX and Elon want to send up a million satellites for just complete coverage. China launches ALSAT-3B for Algeria. Further launches delayed ahead of key human spaceflight tests. So yeah, there'll be more human spaceflight soon, hopefully. The Chinese are getting involved in that, and hope there will be the Artemis missions, Artemis 2 and 3. In fact, NASA are already putting together the rocket for Artemis 2 to go up. That'll be this month, I believe. Then Artemis 3, the idea is they actually put boots back on the moon. Okay, let's have a look on this day in history as we in the last few minutes. All right, on this day in history, the 2nd of February, in 1653, New Amsterdam becomes a city, later renamed New York. Yeah, if anyone doesn't know, New York used to be called New Amsterdam. It used to be a Dutch colony. In the 17th century, Britain had three different wars with the Netherlands. And in one of those, the peace deal was that we'd swap some of our colonies with each other. We'd move them around. And in one of those, Britain was given, or England as it was then, was given New Amsterdam. At that point, quite a small, relatively small settlement, not necessarily destined to be a giant metropolis or anything. It got renamed New York, after the city of York in northern England. And the rest is history. So there you go. On this day in 1848, Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo ends the Mexican-American War. Mexico loses 55% of its territory to the US, including California, Nevada and Utah, in exchange for $15 million. Yeah, that war, that Mexican-American War, very interesting. Lots and lots of people were involved in that go on to be important, go on to be presidents and stuff. Like Ulysses S. Grant, a number of others. Lots of people that fought in that war, as you can imagine, were sort of junior officers, become senior officers in the American Civil War. Lots of them. But yeah, that's where... it's a very interesting war there, but, you know, complete victory for the Americans. Complete and utter victory, ultimately. And yeah, forced Mexico to cede vast amounts of territory and pay them a pittance for it in the negotiated peace. Complete and utter victory. On this day, in 1901, Queen Victoria's funeral takes place in St George's Chapel in Windsor Castle. Yeah, so old Vicky, the Queen Vic, died. And there you go. There's her funeral procession. There you go. Old pictures like that, I feel, are amazing. I love looking at old photographs. It's the closest thing you get to a time machine, right? It's the closest thing you'll get to actually looking at the past. It's the closest thing to going back in time. Fascinating. A window, a snapshot, an instant in time that's sort of real. I think they're incredible. I could, and sometimes do, spend hours and hours just looking at really old photos. 19th century photos, early 20th century photos. Remarkable. Snapshot in time. Absolutely remarkable. All right. On this day, 1922, James Joyce's Ulysses is first published in Paris. Can't get on with Ulysses, don't know about you. I've tried to get into it a number of times. Never really got on with it. People say it's like the most brilliantly written thing of all time. You're not a truly literary person unless you've read Ulysses. I can't get on with it. I've tried. There's a number of things I can't get on with. Paradise Lost, very difficult. Anyway, that's just me. Maybe I should give it a go. I haven't tried in quite a few years, to be fair. All right, on this day, 1943, the German 6th Army under von Paula surrenders after the Battle of Stalingrad in a major turning point in Europe during World War II. Yeah, arguably the turning point, really. The Germans never really had the strategic advantage again in the East after that. It was one long push by the Soviets all the way to the Reichstag building and Berlin from that point on, effectively. There's much more to it than that, of course. There were a few reverses, but... Okay, On this day in 1971, General Idi Amin ousts Milton Obote and appoints himself president and dictator of Uganda. Yeah, terrible thing if anyone doesn't know about Idi Amin. Shorthand for an insane dictator, like properly insane. Properly insane, I would say. All right, we're getting close to the top of the hour. Let's have a quick look at some of the Rumble Rants and Super Chats. Let's have a look. We've got no Rumble Rants today. No Rumble Rants, okay. Just the YouTube Super Chats then. How do you say this? Heifer Spotify. I've got no idea how. I can't even start to read that. Heifer Spotify. Anyway, they say, a coffee bow. Danish crowns will still have some value. Okay. Same person says, and they give a little bit of, or they give a decent bit of money there. And they say, here is for fish and chips. And I fervently believe Elizabeth II stayed alive to outlive her useless son. Okay. Thanks for the super chat. Luke Stewart, 6155, says, g'day. I'm sorry if Trump did something. If he did something, wouldn't they have used it against him instead of having to do it to do the 30 charges over Stormy Daniels? Like you said, not 100% sure, but did they try to stop him? Well, it's an interesting point. So the thing about that is that so many people are implicated on so many sides of the aisle, right? Everyone on the Democrat, lots and lots of people on the Democrat side are implicated in all of this. Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton, just the tip of the iceberg. Alan Dershowitz, loads and loads of people, loads and loads of people are on the Democrat side are implicating this. So the idea that, for example, during the Biden administration, why didn't they go after Trump? If they've got all this info on Trump, why didn't they go after him when they could? Well, because if you pull on that thread, it unravels loads of stuff and gets them, puts them in all sorts of hot water. It gives them loads and loads and loads of difficult questions to have to answer as well. I feel like the calculation was made under the Biden administration, the Biden DOJ, you know, Merrick Garland or whatever, to not go after Trump and pull on the Epstein thread because, yeah, they might be able to make Trump look bad or even, you know, get him on something, sexual assault stuff, but they would also be destroying their own side, people on their own side, a lot, right? Even the Obamas or whoever. Loads and loads of people. So I guess they just chose not to do that, just sort of try and let it go away. It's not going to go away. I think that's what's happening. You know, the argument that they would have used it by now to get Trump. Not necessarily. Not necessarily because of what I just said there. Okay. Fortean Barber says, it's time for a general election, new broom and all. Yeah, I'd like a new general election now. Yeah, that I'd love that. The same person, Hephaestophysi, says, sorry, Hephaestophos, I can't even, I'm sorry. You're giving some decent money there on Super Chats, but I can't read what you're, how to say your name on there. I think you know who you are. Anyway, you've put, great, the Kardashians haven't left us. Ha 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 ha. Yeah, they won't go away, the Kardashians. She'll get a new lease of life dating Lewis Hamilton, because he's still in Formula One, Lewis Hamilton, Ferrari driver. So he's not completely retired, or he's not retired at all. So that'll sort of help the Kardashian brand a little bit by dating Sir Lewis. Same person again says there, I want to see Harry and Beau stand next to each other. I guarantee this Dane is taller. But give to Harry his music and Beau his history. I will just stand there being a Viking. Ha ha ha. Yeah, there are pictures. There is a picture, at least one, of me standing next to Harry Robinson. And yeah, I look like a, I look like a hobbit. I'm of normal height. I'm like 5'10", 5'9", 5'10". Like pretty, totally average height I am. It would be unfair to call me a short man, but I'm not quite 6 foot. And Harry's a giant. He's like 6'4", is he? 6'5", maybe? 6'4"? He's properly tall. So, yeah, I'm like a little... All right. Luke Stewart, 6155, says, thank goodness it's Israel honeypot, not a Chinese honeypot. Yeah. Cherish 201 says Lord Miles could get that power plant built in Afghanistan. Need Lord Miles over there making deals. All right. Luke Stewart 6155 says I'll take the Blue Dogs over Alex Jones Frogs any day. Yeah. CWYE says thoughts on Kanzuk and Associated Space Agency. That would be cool, wouldn't it? I don't know if they've really got the resources. Is there one? I don't think there is one. Are you saying thoughts on if they were to make one? It'd probably be all woke, though, wouldn't it? They'd be bragging that their lead engineer is trans or something, wouldn't they? They're going to put the first trans person into low Earth orbit. Or something. Okay, Global Church History says, also on this day, Jesus was presented in the temple. Today, Candlemas marks the end of historic Christmas celebrations as we prepare for Lent. Yes, quite right. If that's right, I've got no reason to doubt you. I just don't recall if this is on this day. But if so, yeah, cool. Quite right. Interesting. Very interesting. All right, thank you very much. That is the end of the show. It is now 9:05, Greenwich Mean Time, in the AM. On the 2nd of February in the year of our Lord 2026. Do try and make the best of the day ahead if you can. I know it's not always possible, but if you can, make it count. Carpe diem, seize the day. You'll only have it once. When it's gone, it's gone. Well then, until tomorrow morning, take care.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.